As the queen bee said to the old king bee, latch on, kid, it's Jubilee! Yes, Jacksons, Jubilee Scat Scouts have been raking up the old hot Chichornia field, and they're all set to dig you with a tempting bit of tempo featuring the best in boogie-woogie, gut bucket, barrel house, and blues. And here to introduce the dispensers of same is your master of ceremonies, that gay and debonair man about town, that Beau Brummel among blimps, Ernie Bubble Whitman.
Cool and Grosses Vine Smith. Folks, you heard what the man said. He said we were heading for a jam session with the Hep Citizens Wear. We're here when the St. Louis got blue, beating out the tempo was that grand band leader, Mr. Rhythm himself, Jimmy Lunsford. Jim, it's been some time since your last appearance on our show.
As long as Jubilee is going on, Ernie, there's no such thing as my last appearance. I like it here.
Well, good.
And just to show you how I feel, Ernie, I'm going to bust out with a little number called Bust Out.
Well, all right. Hit it, Buster. Now, and straight from the steam room, we bring you a beamy quartet. For your approval, a set of groovy characters reading from left to right, Joe Liggins and his Honey Dippers. They are coming at you with How Come.
Like you used to.
I'll come.
And I steal your baby.
I'll come.
You're falling. and hip skipper, but honey, I'm a hipper. Tell me how to.
Baby, I'm confessing you have got me guessing. Lady, I don't get nowhere. Get me a crazy day, I come.
Don't thrill me like you used
to. I come.
Ain't you still my baby?
Come, come.
Better stop your lying. Alibi and tell me.
Tell me.
Baby, how come?
Snap my peepers shut at midnight and call me curfew. Well, it ain't that diver might get herself dripping out of a dream. Guess here she is, your ration of fashionable boot, Effie Smith. Oh, Butterbun, step up and palpitate your public with Joe Liggins' tune, The Honey Dripper. Give her the downbeat, Mr. Lunsford.
You love the honey dripper. Soft, sweet, hot, he's a solid old cat. Really, a mellow hip fat. He jumps and swings, he rips and rides, he gives and shouts, he's high off dive. So
joy, rebound.
course, of course. That lifted me like an automobile jack. So thank you, Effie Smith. Something out of the ordinary now. At 16, he can make the sine wave sit up and beg. Whether it's Tweety Riff or a tough arpeggio, it's all the same to this lad. Step up and meet Andre Previn. Andre, how come a great classical pianist like you loves jazz so much?
Well, Mr. Whitman, I heard Art Tatum play Sweet Lorraine, and that did it.
And now you're sold on American jazz.
I'm sold on everything American. You know, it isn't so long ago my pop and I ducked out of Berlin the hard way.
Well, we're awful glad you adopted us, Andre, and that goes for all musicians who ever heard you. Heifetz or Eddie Haywood or Turbitt or Nat King Cole, they're all blowing the tops. Folks, dig this boy now if he breezes through I Surrender, Dear. From in the very near future. Armed Forces Radio Service brings you another Jimmy Lunsford Blue Plate special. Last year, he served you a melody of classical voot called Alone Together. The arrangement featured Kirtland Bradford on the alto sax, and now another treat for the same combo. It goes in Meditations and Thais, with Jimmy Lunsford and Kirtland Bradford Me to come out fur lined meatballs. Get a load of this. match that was solid as a rock, and how that Lunsford boy can rock it. And now a popular jolting radio rule, a happy-go-lucky young citizen with a delightful touch of madness, Gary Moore.
Thank you very much, Ernie Whitman, and hi, you guys. It's good to be back on the Jubilee Show.
Yes.
You know, Ernie, to me, a good trumpet solo is almost as good as a vitamin pill.
Well, to me, Gary, a trumpet solo is better than a vitamin pill. Come right down to it. What is a vitamin, anyway?
Well, that's easy to explain. A vitamin is it's something that if you don't have it, you don't feel good. But if you do have it, you don't exactly feel it. But you feel good to feel you have had it if you needed it. But you never know if you needed it until you get the feeling maybe you'd feel better if you had had it. Or would you rather be a fish? I don't know. I'm up on all that scientific stuff.
Oh, here. You're a big man of the science, huh? You know all about it.
Oh, indeed I do. You may not believe this, Ernest, but I spend all my spare time thinking about things like, well, things like the moon and the stars and why does a faucet drip?
Now, that is a neat question. Tell me, why does a faucet drip?
Because it can't go... I know why that's so complicated. A very simple problem. And furthermore, Ernie, I'm a very solid man with electricity and stuff.
Oh, then I'd wish you'd come to my house and fix my electric toaster. It's busted.
Busted? What's wrong with it?
Well, I don't know. I put a piece of bread in it and it stays in 2 minutes and pops right out again.
Yeah. You're all right, sir. You're lucky at that. In my toaster, Ernie, the bread refuses to come out at all.
It does?
Yeah, it just sort of lurks there in the slot, and every time I peep in, it throws crumbs in my eyes. Very, very frightening.
Well, if you're so hot on science, why don't you fix it?
Fix? Why, bless your little alternating current. I did fix it. I fixed it with parts from a model airplane.
And what happened?
Now the toast not only pops out, it circles the table 3 times before landing. Billy, you don't know what fear is until you've been strafed by a slice of whole wheat.
Well, I guess science is all right, but this is a musical show.
Oh, well, I know all about that, too.
Have you heard my latest song here?
No, what is it called?
Grandma, please stay home in Wisconsin, because I can't get you a date with Van Johnson.
Oh.
Big thing. It's been coming out on the hit parade, but for right now, Ernie, I'm going back a ways and try to sing a straight version of that fine old tune in the good old summertime. Jimmy, you will, please.
In the good old summertime, in the good old summertime, strolling down a shady lane with your sweetie pie.
I loved you passionately, Carmina Gluck and Fudge. Loved you, did I say? Well, I should never forget the night when we met, my love. I was a cook in a large hotel, and I was cleaning out the vegetable bin. I reached down for an old tomato, and there you were, my sweet. Oh, yes, darling, there you were with those eyes, those lips, that tooth. And I looked at you, my darling, I looked at you with a light in my eyes, a lump in my throat, a little liver pill in my little liver. And I knew that it was love, and I said to you, darling, step out and let me look at you. And out you stepped. Oh, what a glorious sight with your hair hanging down over your shoulders hanging down over your hips. And your hips hang... Oh, but I could go on and death. And then it was, my angel, that I took your little hands in mine, and I shall never forget the way your hands looked. Why, they looked positively Grecian. Like you'd been Grecian automobile. Oh, but I didn't care for it. At that moment, you spoke. You spoke, my darling, your voice just reeking with love, emotion, beer. You said, Garrison, my own, I have never been a lonely woman, but for years my soul has been hungry for one thing. Do you know how to make meatballs? Shyly, I dropped my eyes and said, I do. And so we were married, and for 3 weeks we ate nothing but meatballs. Meatballs for breakfast, meatballs for lunch, and meatballs for dinner, and I didn't get much sleep, because when my bedtime rolled around, so did the meatballs. Oh, yes, my darling, we could have been so happy. But then, it happened. We were on a vacation out in the country, and on our travels, we had to cross a flimsy bridge with a sheer drop of 100 feet on either side. We didn't notice how strong the wind was that day, but suddenly we felt the bridge begin to sway beneath our feet. As the wind increased in fury, the bridge began to turn and twist. Suddenly, I heard the horrible sound of splitting timbers. "Look out, Tommy," I yelled. "The bridge is falling! It's falling, my darling! Run for your life! It's falling! No, no!"
Strolling down a shady lane in the glow of summertime.
Thank you, Gary Moore, and thanks for coming. Well, there ain't many ticks to go, but before we simmer off and put the lid on this spot food of jumping jam, here's another lolly set of specs and spots from the superintendent of same. Jimmy Lunsford and Arkansas belting you with "I'm Gonna See My Baby." Looks like we're going to stash the jive and take five, but here's a mellow memo. We'll be back again next week to synchronize your beat to the Jubilee. That goes for all you Jacksons and Gilson and every part of the Rand McNally and all sides of the Big Moist. Until then, this is Ernie Dig Me Baby, I'm a Hot Potato, Whitman, saying from the bottom of my big fat heart, so long and good luck.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.